You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds offers for this one. Graziano Pella to score in a Southampton win is 5-1 and Raheem Sterling to score in a Manchester City win is 6-1. We saw City play out a bit of a chess match on Tuesday night against Real Madrid. That one finished 0-0. They'll have one eye on the reverse leg, of course, but I get the feeling, Derek, that some of City's attacking players will be desperate to sort of stretch their legs in this game, having been nullified by Real Madrid on Tuesday night.
Yeah, they were. Aguero didn't really get a kick, did he? But it was a terrible game, a shocking advertisement for the Champions League, I thought. Yeah, they will have. They'll have both eyes on the return leg. It gives them a great chance. I've always said 0-0 draw at home. It's a tremendous result for the home side. You nick a goal away from home, and you've basically got one foot in the next round. I don't think they're going to be fully at it here. And furthermore, the result of the game earlier, the Man United-Leicester game, you know, it might impact on City's mindset, because if United were to lose, City could almost have a free pass in this game, because they ain't going to get overhauled by United, that's for sure. It's a tough game to call this, as evidenced by the odds. Your odds compilers aren't sure either. I can't fancy City enough. They don't win enough games away from home to back them at 6-4. I'm not sure of Southampton's commitment, even though I'm told there's still an outside chance of them finishing in the Europa League. I can't see how that's going to happen. Looks like a draw to me.
And Dave?
Yeah, you mentioned maybe not sure about Southampton's commitment, but they've been good recently, haven't they? You look through their recent form, they've not switched off really at the end of the season. They have got that outside slim chance of a Europa League spot. You look at their performances, take the last seven for instance, and the only team that's beaten them in the Premier League is Leicester City, and they went to Leicester City and equipped themselves reasonably well, and they were quite unlucky to lose that game 1-0 in the end. They were good last week at a woeful Villa, winning 4-2. We talked about keepers as well. Joe Hart kept them in that tie, didn't he, really, against Real Madrid. Made a couple of outstanding saves. The first one with his feet was particularly good. He's could make his 300th Premier League appearance in this match. He would be the sixth English goalkeeper to reach that landmark in the Premier League. It's difficult to know if Manchester City will rest players in this game, and I think David makes a really valid point. If Manchester United slip up against Leicester City, it gives Manuel Pellegrini carte blanche to change his side here. And David Silva, remember, limped off in that game on Tuesday night against Real Madrid. Kevin De Bruyne might not be risked for this fixture. He looked threatening, but they didn't get the ball to him enough against Real Madrid. Sergio Aguero scored in each of his last five Premier League appearances. So if you are looking for goal scorers, Aguero has played a lot of football recently, though, and he's 21-20 to score any time, which looks like a decent price to me if he does get the nod in this game. But I think Southampton will win. I think Manchester City, so intent on qualifying for the Champions League final on Wednesday, they'll be fully focused on that fixture against Real. I reckon Southampton have an ideal opportunity to nick this one. I quite like the price. Southampton to win 7-4. I even think they maybe should be slight favourites to beat Manchester City on Sunday afternoon. A couple of goal scorers to have a look at as well. Shane Long has had his best ever goal scoring season in the Premier League. He's in good form. He's got 9, and he's had a hand in 8 goals in his last 8 Premier League appearances, scoring 4 and assisting 4. And Sadio Mane, if he does start, he's been kind of out of favour with Ronald Koeman for a lot of the second half of the season. If he starts in this game, he's 5-2 to score any time, which is a big price. He's got 4 in his last 5 in the Premier League for Southampton. That's after a run of 19 without scoring. So a couple of goal scorers to look at. Shane Long 19-10, Sadio Mane 5-2, but against a Manchester City side intent on qualification for the Champions League final, I think Southampton win this at 7-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.